Pakistani city of Peshawar, the people have been burying their dead after yesterday's massacre by the Taliban, in which 132 children and 9 staff were killed at a local school. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Declan Walsh of the New York Times about where this goes from here. First, let's hear from BBC journalist Michelle Hussain, who was at the school building in Peshawar this morning.
I walked into the grounds. There's a long path leading towards the main school building that's lined with explosives, experts and soldiers. And I'm standing now at the bottom of the steps that lead up to the auditorium, white stone steps. And there are bloodstains running right down the steps. And towards the auditorium itself, there's a child's shoe that I can see on one of the steps I'm walking past now. And the auditorium is one of the places within the school grounds that the militants first targeted. This is where children were taking their exams. They were sitting in the big hall that I'm looking into now, and the militants burst in, and it was one of the first signs that an assault was underway. So as I peer in now, it's a scene of, the chairs that the children must have been sitting on upturned, the place has been turned upside down. And again, I can see the bloodstains on the floor right around me.
The BBC's Michelle Hussain at the school building in Peshawar this morning. We're joined on the line now by Declan Walsh, Pakistan Bureau Chief of the New York Times. Declan, thanks for taking our call. It's still very early after this horrible atrocity, but obviously the government, the Pakistani government and the Prime Minister, Mr. Sharif, have got to look at what the options are. What are his options politically and militarily now?
Well, on the political front, the government and the opposition parties have come together. There's just been a press conference with Mr. Sharif sitting beside Imran Khan. He's, the cricketer who's become a very influential opposition politician. He spent much of the last 4 or 5 months leading the street campaign trying to overthrow Nawaz Sharif. He's agreed to call that off for the moment, and the political class has effectively united, saying that a response must be come up with, that they must come up with a response to this atrocity. And on the military side, we have the army chief, General Raheel Sharif, and he's flown to Afghanistan this morning. He's holding talk there with the Afghan president and American military commanders, and he's saying that the Taliban commanders who orchestrated this attack did so from across the border inside Afghan territory, and that the authorities over there need to take immediate action against these people.
But there has been signs, has there not, of some increasing cooperation between Pakistan and Afghanistan on these matters anyway?
That's right. It comes at a very delicate moment in a way for that process. For years, Richard, the relationship between the two countries has been very bad. Both sides have blamed the other for harboring enemy militants. But since President Ghani came into power in September, the Afghans and the Pakistanis have been coming together. There have been sort of noticeably warm meetings between the leaders. And now we have this issue of Taliban attackers, very much coming to the forefront. And it's really not clear whether the Pakistanis are going to blame the Afghans for allowing this to happen, or whether they're just going to seek their cooperation in trying to get these Pakistani Taliban commanders.
It's hard to imagine that anybody would not be revulsed by the sorts of scenes that were shown on Pakistani and indeed world television in the last 24 hours. But is there still unquestioning support for the Taliban in their own areas? Or is there something of a political backlash for them in this?
I don't think the Taliban have ever really had unquestioning support in the areas that they control, such as the tribal belt, but they have very successfully managed to impose this sort of reign of terror in recent years. And the Pakistani military has been fairly weak in responding to them, partly through their own weaknesses. Critics say that the Pakistani military over the years has had this ambiguous relationship with Islamist militants, supporting some groups, fighting against others. But in the last 6 months, that has changed. The army has been leading this campaign against the Taliban in North Waziristan, along the border with Afghanistan. It has disrupted the militant sanctuaries in that area. And the Taliban, in justifying this attack, say that it's in response for the operation in North Waziristan. And they're warning that there are going to be more attacks against the army on vulnerable targets like this if that operation doesn't stop.
Declan, thanks for talking to us.